At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu. To the old me, scared and unseen, you're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This
bound, every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Here are 19 reasons why you're stuck and how to get unstuck. You know change is painful, but nothing is as painful as staying stuck somewhere you don't belong. Change is difficult for most people. Left to our own devices, most of us would rather carry on as we are. But if you're holding yourself back from your potential, or if you feel stuck where you are, life is telling you it's time to make a change. Often it's the most brightest, talented people who need this message the most. Here are 19 ways you may be holding yourself back, with solutions for the first step to taking in your getting unstuck. 1, you never have enough. If you look at what you have with a sense of longing for more, nothing will ever be enough. But if you look at what you have with a sense of gratitude, you will always feel you have more than you need. 2, your experience limitations. Limitations exist only in your mind. If you use your imagination and exercise determination, the possibilities become limitless. 3, you lack confidence. We all have a voice of self-doubt, and if we listen to it, you will always lack confidence. To gain in confidence, tune out the inner voice and find a new skill to master. 4, if you feel you've lost control. Passivity is a terrible enemy. If you aren't running your life, life can run you over. Start today to take action, to be actively charged in one area and expand from there. 5, you ignore problems. Ignoring a problem doesn't make it go away. Instead of putting your energy into dealing with the fallout from your problems, use it to face what's in front of you and work toward finding real solutions. 6. Stop making plans. You stop making plans. An idea without a plan is just a dream. Find enough faith in yourself to start setting goals and working towards setting those ideas into motion. 7. You don't take action. Knowing what to do isn't enough. To get unstuck, you have to take action. Set small, manageable goals every day and start building on those baby steps. 8. You don't believe in yourself. The worst form of undermining is the kind you do to yourself. Tune it out, talk over it, talk to it positively, and start giving yourself positive messages. And surround yourself with others who believe in you. 9. You have negative thoughts. It's hard, maybe impossible, to get positive results from negative thinking, which makes negativity incredibly damaging. When you catch your thoughts turning toward negativity, stop yourself at that moment and spend some time counteracting the negativity. 10. You keep doing what you've always done. If you're not getting good results, but don't change the way you do things, it's going to be more of the same. Find the weakest point in your processes and start making changes from there. 11. You stop trying. Running out the clock is a terrible approach. Wherever you are, whatever's gone wrong, whatever your ideas are, you deserve to be heard. Remind yourself daily that you deserve your best chance at bringing your plans to fruition, and start with small goals. 12. You blame a lack of resources. If you don't have everything you need, teach yourself to do that what you can with what you have instead of spinning your wheels. You'll be surprised how much you're able to accomplish. 13. You don't take responsibility. When you don't hold yourself accountable, you are basically saying you cannot count on yourself. Remind yourself daily that you're responsible for, and make sure that principles is reflected in your words and actions. 14. You're not present. It's been said that 80% of success is showing up. Commit to be where you need to be in your body, mind, and spirit. 15. You fear failure. Don't let yourself be paralyzed by fear. Remember, if you give it to your best shot and fail, you've learned something valuable that prepares you for whatever will come next. If you let fear persuade you to not even try, you'll be left with nothing but regret. 16. You're your own worst enemy. You wouldn't or shouldn't allow a friend or family member to belittle your achievements or abilities. So don't accept it from yourself. 17, you lack courage. Too often we think of courage as the absence of fear. Courageous people experience just like the rest of us, but they overcome it because their commitment is bigger. 18, you're waiting for a starting bell. You don't need anyone's permission, and a perfect time will never come. Start where you are, use what you have, and do what you can to get moving. 19, you compare yourself to others. Unless you know their heart and mind and circumstances as well as you know your own, which you can't, comparing only wastes time. Compare yourself to where you started to get a sense of how you've come, how far you've come, or to where you've headed to check your direction. Leave others out of it. Start today to let go of any excuses that are holding you back. Take the steps right now to get unstuck and put your will towards your success.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.